Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Our poll of the day involves the NBA Finals, which do not start until Thursday.
I guess, love it, the month between games.
I guess August wasn't available, so they just decided to have them start on Thursday instead. And the NHL's doing this too. We've got a long layover, so this is what's happening now, where it's all about TV and timing everything up. So momentum be damned. We'll just sit around and wait a while. But the Pacers punched their ticket. They beat the Knicks over the weekend. Series ended in six, so they move on to take on the Oklahoma City Thunder. But the question we've come up with for our G&D poll of the day, presented by Metropolitan Moving and Storage, local, long-distance, residential, commercial, 3 decades of best-in-class service and experience. Danny, did the right guy win the Eastern Conference Finals MVP? There is a viral video where Tyrese Haliburton clearly thought he was going to win the MVP award, because as Ernie Johnson is saying, oh, the winner of the award is, Haliburton steps forward and then he says, Pascal Siakam. And Haliburton kind of looks like side-eyed like, oh, good for you, Pascal.
Nice. I'm happy for you.
But did the right guy win it? Was Siakam the MVP for the Pacers in that series, or was it Haliburton? I'm going to give the numbers and I want to get your thoughts. So Siakam actually shot 52% from the floor, Haliburton 45%. Siakam averaged 25 to Halliburton's 21. Siakam, though, just 5 rebounds and 3.5 assists. Haliburton, 11 assists and 6 rebounds. He averaged 21 and 11 with 6 boards, and he averaged 2.5 steals per game. He was, for the most part, the guy they're going to in the big spots. Now, he was more volatile with scoring and shooting. Siakam was a little more steady, but what do you think? Haliburton, Siakam, who should have won it?
Siakam was awesome this series. He was. Haliburton's the unquestioned MVP to me. So people go, who had the higher scoring average? And that's all you look at? Okay, I guess if that's what your criteria are. Siakam was a matchup nightmare for them. They did really well. Got him the ball in good spots. Who got him the ball? Do you remember who it was? It's Haliburton, dude. I mean, you look at the overall numbers, whether it's game scores, offensive rating, he with less usage. In other words, this is a stat I look at a lot. You could put any player, it's my OJ Mayo corollary, you could put any decent player on a crappy team and go, you got it, dude, go get your buckets. You get a lot of guys that could score 20 for a lot of bad basketball teams. Can you do it efficiently? Can you do it in a way where you're putting up numbers, both in terms of scoring, rebounding, assists, using the basketball less than other people? He had a lower usage rate than Siakam and put up way better offensive numbers.
Why are you talking about Jordan Poole like he's not in the room? And like, he actually did have a better year this year.
Yeah, a nice season, but that's the point.
When he came here, everyone said he might score 25 points a game. It's why Terrell Pryor went for 1,000 yards in Cleveland once. Someone's got to catch the football on that offense.
You look at the 21 points a game, 6 boards, better rebounders, you said, than Siakam. 10.5 assists, the steals defensively. just he was the better player. And it's not a knock on Siakam. He was awesome. Probably the second biggest reason why they're going to the finals. But you know who the biggest is? You could say it. It's Tyrese.
I don't know how the voting works in terms of who gets a vote and how many there are. I know it's media related and you know rights holders are involved and different things. So like it's the power media outlets that largely determine this and beats and things like that. But it was one vote that separated the two of them. And to the players, this stuff matters. I'm sure it was a great thrill and an honor for Siakam. So that goes both ways, right? It's not like it's just a sad story where Halliburton didn't win the thing. But
ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I wonder if some of it is a fatigue factor to an extent. Or how do I say this? You feel like, well, Halliburton's going to get his. Everyone talks about him. He's the superstar. He's beloved. If they win the finals, he'll win the finals MVP. They're going to be around for years. You know, it's Siakam's chance to be honored for what he did for the Pacers. And if there's not a little bit of a fatigue's a word, or like getting cute with it, where instead of just going blind ballot style, names don't matter, let's crunch the numbers here and compare performances and take Halliburton, you go, well, Siakam's right there. And Halliburton always gets all the love.
Right, and we talk about this all the time, MVP fatigue. There were years that Michael Jordan didn't win the MVP in the NBA. They could, let's give it to Karl Malone. Again, let's give it to Charles Barkley. Those guys had great years and may have individually deserved it, but it was always, okay, I'll see you guys in the finals where I'll wax you, right? I mean, that's the thing. So Halliburton, I wouldn't have thought is on that level yet to always get the thing because they, you know, he's not on the mountaintop yet. He's on his way, certainly, propelling a team to the finals. So to me, this was one of those, you may have seen him make a few more buckets talking about Siakam. And if you don't go beyond that, then I guess that's how you end up with that vote to me. I don't know that you can watch that series and think Siakam was the more important player to his team winning. He was awesome. That's not what Halliburton was doing. Come on.
So I open the floor to any of you basketball marks who watch the NBA and love it. Tell me why I'm wrong here. This feels to me like a Thunder coronation. I'm happy that the Pacers have gone on this run. I think it's great for the sport. This will be a really fun series because Halliburton's a great young rising star, was on Team USA. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, SGA on the other side, is one of the great scorers we've seen last few years. This has been his coming out party. He's your MVP this year. That's awesome. This Thunder team is not going anywhere anytime soon. Oh, by the way.
Yeah, everybody's like 23.
They're just getting started. In fact, they were 68-14 this year, which tied them with a Sixers team from the 60s and the Celtics of the 70s for what was the fourth best record ever in the NBA. And if you account for the playoffs, by the way, now the Nuggets gave them all they could handle and took them seven games, but because they were so dominant otherwise, they're going to go down behind the Warriors of 15-16 and the Bulls in 95-96 if they can get through this thing in four or five games as from a win percentage standpoint, maybe the third best team ever, which nobody's, I don't think, really talking a lot about that. But I think they're going to roll. Sweep is probably aggressive. I don't have the stones to put money on that. But I don't think this thing goes longer than five games. I think the Thunder are just way better.
So I do too. And I've made that mistake a couple times in a row talking about the Eastern Conference, certainly. Well, Cleveland eventually, right? Right? And then they don't. Well, Boston's eventually going to figure it out, and then they don't. So the Pacers have earned some benefit of the doubt here. That they keep, you know, kicking their coverage, or they keep punching above their weight class, whatever you want to use. They're well put together. That's a good team. Obviously, they're in the finals. Like, great analysis, dude. But I just don't know that anybody matches up well with what OKC can do. They remind me, I said this last week while you were out, they remind me of those UConn back-to-back champions where you go, all right, we're going punch for punch with them. We're in the game. And it feels like maybe they're getting the better of the run of play, and you look up and you're down 20.
Yeah.
It's that vice grip. It's the turnovers. It's the endless switchability on defense. It's the everybody can cover everybody. And if somebody gets through, you've got two different erasers on the back end. Just the way that they hound you and bother you. And then it seems like everybody's just equipped. I'll make the clutch shot. If you're on a 5-0 run or a 7-0 run, I'll hit the corner three, said Jalen Williams, or I'll do it, said guy that you haven't heard of until this postseason run. It's always somebody, whether it's, you know, Isaiah Joe or Cason Wallace making a big shot for them. Everybody seems ready to roll as an ancillary sort of extra punch in the you know what's behind some of their, you know, alpha stars like Shea. They're great, man.
And they're just now announcing themselves. And this is the opening act.
Right.
Like, they're going to be here for a little while. And if you're a Wizards fan, that should excite you some, because Will Dawkins helped to build this thing and learned how to put it together there. And Washington's one of a plethora of organizations that's going to try to walk this walk now that the Thunder have. Easier said than done.
Right.
But you got to pattern yourself after somebody.
You get yourself an MVP and then go from there. Right. But that's what you're hunting for.
You got to model somebody. Mm-hmm. And their model is this team that is in the finals and is having this historical season. I love the matchup. I love young superstardom for the sport. Someone else eventually has to take the mantle. We talked about this in a long time, for a long time in the NFL with the quarterbacks, where the big four was Brady, Manning, Breeze, and Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, eventually these guys are going to be gone and we're going to be in big trouble. No, we're not.
We'll be fine.
Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
And even after that, looks like we're pretty well set still, with others coming like Jaden Daniels, and we'll see who else joins him among the young elite players. But the NBA is in a good spot too, as we've seen this year. And I understand that you want the Mount Rushmore guys. It's better when it's Steph one final time, or mm-hmm. it's LeBron. But I've never understood the fascination with, is this going to be good for the NBA's ratings? Like, are you a TV executive?
Right.
Who cares?
Precisely.
That's so dumb to me. Is it a young, fun, exciting team? Is it going to be entertaining to watch? Then so what if they don't draw because of the market size? That has never resonated with me.
I rubber stamp your triple stamp right there. People talking about TV ratings as proof of something. I don't think the ratings for these finals are going to be any good. But this, to me, is like eating vegetables. This is what the league needs. Now, they're going to have seven straight years of a different champion. That's number one. They wanted parity. The new cap rules are kind of enforcing that, and you're seeing it now. But now that you get to this new place where you may not have the Heat or the Knicks or the Celtics or the Lakers or one of these marquee teams, you're talking about the Warriors too, this is what's needed, right? So long-term benefits of having more and more and more teams that are relevant, that are part of the national conscience, is only good. It's only good for the league. So more of these happen. Think about, you know, you crowned a champion in Milwaukee a few years ago. Milwaukee was one of these kind of small markets. Now it's not, right? Now that you have Giannis there, maybe not for that long. But this is a major deal for the league where you have to take some short-term pain. We don't get the 13 share. Maybe it's a 7 or 8 share. But big picture, long-term, it's really good.
Let's go to Quentin in Gaithersburg. We'll sneak him in, wants to talk Tyrese Haliburton. What's up, Quentin? How are you?
Hey, how y'all doing, man? Grand Danny. Pleasure to be on the phone with you.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you.
So what I'm thinking is, Haliburton is by far the MVP. Siakam is a big man, and Haliburton's getting more rebounds than him. It's just insane to me that they could give the MVP to Siakam. I mean, unless they think that Haliburton's going to take him to the mountaintop this year and get finals MVP. But I see that very unlikely because Shea. And this is shaping his dynasty. Like, he had to get this Western Conference MVP, and Siakam's already a champion. He's already done it. He's already climbed the mountaintop.
Yeah, he was there with Toronto. He's been around the block. I think it's as simple as if you look at Siakam's numbers in this series, he had some huge, prodigious scoring performances.
Super efficient, led the team in scoring.
25 points per game.
Yeah.
It's a kind of a simpleton way to look at it, but he hit a lot of the big buckets, and even in the clincher, you know, recency effect, pouring in over 30, he was the guy they went to. But to your point, who got him the ball, who got him good looks, it's everything else. The complete performance was more Halliburton. Appreciate the phone call.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.